folks, it's Witch Guinevere Rose, and welcome to day two of my daily podcast. And today it is Tarot is your best friend, and your best friend never lies to you. So this is a fabulous podcast. So sit back wherever you are. You might be doing the chores, you might be having a nice bath, or you might be listening in the car. Okay, these podcasts are for you. So today's my second day of my launch. Before we go on to what I'm going to talk about today, it's the second day of my launch, a tarot masterclass. I don't know if you've heard of it, but if you haven't, it's just magical. And my tarot masterclass is where I invite you in my world, and I share with you my tarot tips, my tarot skills, and my spirit world, okay? All about the otherworldly and everything sparkly magic. It's where I cut out the bore. You know, I've often heard people over the years say, oh, it's really boring learning the meanings. Yeah, I agree, it is. So I take you around the topsy-turvy, around the corner, and over the hill type tarot masterclass. It's not like your normal masterclass. It's magical, it's sparkling, it's fun, and I created it. And I've been working on creating this for a few years, as you probably had, and, you know, I just didn't know when to launch it. So it is now! It is now! And you can sign up to that really, really easy by going to my website on my page and signing up for the Tarot Masterclass. So, folks, before we go on, okay, check that out. And now sit back and enjoy what I've got for you today. So today, I've got a story for you. Are you ready? Everybody loves stories. Do you like my stories? I hope you do. Okay, so today, it is about Tarot is your best friend and your best friend never lies to you. And that is true. And I'm going to tell you my story based on this. And the two people I'm using in this story are, it's a true story. It's two clients that I had, or one client that I had. And I'm going to change their names because of obviously confidentiality. And I have asked her permission, so that's cool. So a lady who's still a client today of many, many, many years. I'm going to call her Mrs. Fusspot, this lady, my client, because she came to me for a reading. She often does come to me for a reading, and she's really lovely. And at this particular time, she came to me for a reading about her relationship. And her boyfriend at the time, I'm going to call him, okay, giggle, Mr. Hot, okay, because he is hot, okay, sweet. So oh, some people are so lucky. Okay, so she came to me and she was about our relationship, and she often came to me about relationships, readings, you know, and she knew I was accurate and she could find the truth. And she was kind of in a pickle. I guess really she, you know, they were at a situation in their relationship where things were heated, okay? So there were some issues, just minor issues or some issues of some kind that needed to be dealt with. Fair enough, okay? People come to me to find a way out of their challenges, their obstacles, and move forward. So I did the cards and Miss Fusspot was there. In actual fact, at this time, Mr. Hart was there too, because this was actually face to face. I don't normally do face to face because you know how I roll. I don't like to see people's body language because I like to channel spirit, and when I don't see them, it's so much easier and more accurate for me not to see your body language. So I actually turned around. That's what I do. I don't look at those people. So anyway, Mrs. Fusspot said to me, you know, we got some issues going on. Boyfriend issues, girlfriend issues. She's annoying me. He's annoying me. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I took the cards. And the cards said, these two people are meant to be together. These two people are soulmates. Oh, that instantly told me, okay, this is going to be rocky. Because most people think, oh, my soulmate, everything's going to be wonderful. There's never going to be any problems. We're just going to sail for it. What bullshit? You know, yeah, in the, like, media world where you get all your fairy tales and everything's fluffed up and looks fantastic, that's not real witchcraft, okay? Real witchcraft with soulmates means it's going to be a little bit harder because your soulmate will bring out in you okay, and mirror you, some things you don't like about you, and vice versa, or they're going to challenge you. Okay, now they're not going to challenge you to where you are screaming in pain or, you know, like they're abusing you. I don't mean about abuse, okay? I'm on about issues, okay? There's a difference, okay? I don't advocate any abusive relationship. This is just, you know, where they're bloody irritating or they're annoying or you have squabbles that are quite silly, okay? Or misunderstandings. So this is coming up and explained to Mrs. Fusspot, the cod said she's quite fiery. I thought, oh, really? And it said that Mr. Hot was also quite fiery. So, oh, we got two fire elements going clash, yeah. But as I went on, the tarot was explaining the truth, as it does, that even though they're both fiery, okay, they actually are steamy. Oh, I say steamy relationship. And this is kind of like fire and ice. So we had temperance, and temperance all about fire and ice and the clash of the fire and the ice and that steam coming off. So a hot, steamy relationship, but also fiery. So basically, Tara was saying they're soulmates. They got the best of, you know, the steamy relationship, okay, the passion and the love, but also annoying each other because they're so fiery, okay? Now, this doesn't mean that they aren't meant to be together. It's more like a learning curve for you. It's more about learning to deal with that fire within them because they've both got the same problems, okay? And the tarot was saying this is the truth. And I told Mrs. Fusspot, and she looked at me like to say, but he's so fiery. I can't deal with that. You know, Mrs. Fusspot is very, very particular. She likes everything her way, and if it's not her way, out the door. And Mr. Hot's a bit more laid back in than Mrs. Fusspot. He's fiery, and you'll probably blank her, but he's a bit more modable than Mrs. Fusspot. That, you know, she's called Mrs. Fusspot for a reason, and so. I think, you know, they kind of understood this. They knew how they felt about each other, but there was an issue with the fire, you know. So I asked the tarot, and cutting it short, the tarot said they're meant to be together. It's just lessons to be learned, and that they're going to have times of steam, and then steamy windows, and then time of, life lessons, fiery. And Sarah said, just learn and get through it, and you'll be fine. This is meant to be, okay? So, now, Mrs. Fusspot, being who she is, wasn't having none of it, okay? She's, well, yes, I understand this, Mrs. Fusspot, but I'm not having none of it. He needs to stop being so fiery. And I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to say anything, but Mrs. Fusspot, you're just as bad. Okay, so you're like two peas in a pod. And anyway, we're going on. So I said, the tarot never lies. And she looked at me and she knew the tarot never lies. So this is where it comes in. The tarot is your best friend and your best friend never lies to you. So cutting the story short, Mrs. Fusspot goes off and Mr. Hot goes off in a separate direction. Bad idea, says the tarot. But the tarot said they will get back together. Mark my words, said the tarot. No, says Mrs. Fusspot. It's over. He's horrible. He's fiery. And this Mr. Hot going, no, she's fiery. Can't do it no more. But listen to what happened next. It's really fun. So Mrs. Fusspot decided to go on to, you know, meet other people, and she did. And she met, guess what she met? Toads. Yeah, toads. Real toads. Toads. Men. Men, the men type toads. Oh my goodness. One toad after the other. Completely and utterly vile people that were not there or not in sync and definitely not. You know, that definitely wasn't Mrs. Fusspot's soulmate. Mrs. Fusspot's soulmate was Mr. Hot. She's just being Mrs. Fusspot. And I think she met a few of these vile toads, you know, the male type men, okay? And she's quite shocked. They were all rather vile, all rather not for her. And it was like the universe was trying to teach her a lesson, you know. It was like met one toad and he was absolutely, well, he was very arrogant and rude. And then the next toad she met was a rather confused toad. And then the third toad she met, oh my goodness, it got worse. He was crazy, a lunatic. It's like, what's going on? I think the universe is trying to tell you something, Mrs. Fussbot. So they come back together. I think that they kind of like were feeling a bit battered by this time. Miss Fussbot was feeling quite battered about meeting all these toads, these horrible guys that were, the universe had sent her to learn her a lesson about soulmates, and that we should, you know, try to work on what we've got and not look for the perfect green, green grass that, you know, green grass on the other side doesn't exist. We've got to make it. And, yeah, she got back to me with Mr. Hot. They got back together. They were missing each other. They were quite battered and exhausted. And they, you know, they got together and they healed each other's wounds, you know, steamy windows and everything. Yeah, I believe they're still together now. So what am I trying to tell you in this story? As I told you, the title, the tarot is your best friend. It never lies to you. So if Mrs. Fusspot had just listened to the tarot to start with and Mr. Hot, they wouldn't have gone through the battering of meeting the people that were so unlike them, so not like them. And that if they'd only just listened to the tarot and worked on their own issues and each other and the fire within, they wouldn't have gone through any of that battering, any of those stressful incidences. I mean, come on, nobody needs hassle. So lesson learned, and hopefully they will, you know, continue listening to lesson and understand the tarot is your best friend. It never lies yet to you. So, folks, if you've liked my story today, do you like my stories? Why not go and check out my website? We have the Tarot Masterclass. Now, wouldn't you like the tarot to be your best friend? Would you like the tarot to be there at your fingertips every single day where you're dealing with the cards, where you're tapping into the tarot and the tarot's telling you the truth? So you can be like Mrs. Fusspot and not make those mistakes. Again, I think Mrs. Fusspot has learned a big lesson. Or Mr. Hot, and not be so fiery and just take off and do what you feel is right. But listen to the wisdom of the tarot. The tarot does not lie to you. Okay, the tarot tells the truth. Now, of course, there is a system to it. You have to learn. Okay, you cannot pick up a deck of tarot and expect it to just relate to you, to talk to you, to communicate with you and channel spirits. You need to learn, like all witchcraft. It's about taking action and learning. If you're not going to learn, if you're not going to do the courses, you're not going to learn, you're not going to take the action, you're going to do the things, you're not going to witch up. Okay, so you need to witch up. Okay, connect with your tarot. If your tarot is boring you, you can't hear it, or maybe it's boring you and you're not getting the magic, or it's dull, you need to find a new way. And, you know, this is all about finding your magical path, being who you're meant to be, not being who you're conditioned to be. And that is all about finding the right deck for you, which we go through in the course. Find out what deck suits you, finding out how the best way for you to channel, finding out how you want to do your spreads and how you want to work with the tarot so that it lightens you up like candy cane. And it's not like pulling you down into some boring, dull swamp. It's about witching up and becoming who you are meant to be, not who you are conditioned to be. It's about stop surviving and start living. It's about your magical journey of going into the right way, the right path, going on the right journeys so you don't mess up and you get it right. And it's life becomes pleasurable, which of course the universe wants that for you. So witch up, be who you are meant to be, not who you condition be, and stop surviving and start living. And take my tarot masterclass. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner, a middle, or advance. This tarot masterclass is magical and I really think you'll love it, and it's going to help you with all these things I've talked about. So check out my website and sign up today. Doors are open. We start very, very soon at the beginning of the month. I can't wait for you to do that. If you need to get in my DM box, DM me. Catch you soon. Bye-bye. Merry blessings. We're going to be at Indra's.